Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
Back here on 96.5, The Fan, Fesco, Dusty, Maury, and Gold. You think Bob's excited for the Buc-ee's coming to KCK? You better believe Alex Gold's excited.
Couple stops.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Hey!
A couple stops. A couple stops when I lived in Houston at Buc-ee's. Yeah,
what
man.
Is it? What's the... I know I'm going to get destroyed on the text line, but like, I just don't under... It's just like...
Have you been?
No.
Okay. It's so got everything, man. Yeah. It's got everything inside.
Like the food's good?
Yeah. Everything.
So better than Quick Trip?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes, it is. It is. And I love Quick Trip.
Me too.
And then you have to buy the shirt with the beaver?
You don't have to.
You can.
Yeah.
Beaver nuggets or whatever. Yeah. There's a bunch of stuff.
I mean, you could spend... I spent about an hour in there.
That's right. Beaver nuggets.
Beaver nuggets, yeah.
They're chicken nuggets, right?
No, they're like beaver? Popcorn or something.
It's like,
it?
Is it caramel or caramelized or whatever?
Yeah. Pop,
something
popcorn,
like that.
Is it caramel or caramel?
Depending on what you want to say.
I say caramel. Caramel's easier to say. You know, it's just caramel.
Yeah,
you know?
Caramel.
I say caramel. Some of the cheese, some of the butter, and some of the caramel.
See,
get out of the house.
But see, with popcorn, I may have said caramel. I don't know. It just depends on how you're feeling.
Like
how
Caribbean or Caribbean? Same thing.
How do you describe a Twix?
Oh, okay. I was going to say left or right. But,
well, it depends on how you vote.
Two cookies, two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on
That also brings
cookie.
Me to the next thing before we get into the bets. Are you going to try the chicken Big Mac?
Yeah, I think I would if I'm there. Like, yeah, I'm not a fast food guy, but I see it. I'm like, that looks very interesting.
Is it going to taste like the McChicken, or is it going to be a different type of taste? Because the McChicken's great.
McChicken is fantastic. The warm mayo and lettuce, and I'm not a mayo guy.
No mayo.
I hate mayo,
sometimes
but I'll eat it on the McChicken.
Sometimes they'd be getting a little wild with that mayonnaise. You take the wrapper off, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you're right. You got to scoop off a lot of that mayonnaise.
That Joker smile of white, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you just go plain chicken and
chicken and lettuce on the McChicken.
Oof! You almost have to go that hot mustard with it.
Not the Big Mac sauce.
I can't stand mayo. I think mayo is disgusting.
I'm with you. There's certain things I like. Tuna fish, I'm fine with mayonnaise. Like a macaroni salad. Oh, you don't need to.
You guys know I'm a picky eater. You know this. Know.
Potato salad or.
Yeah, coleslaw or.
A potato salad at the cheese press box.
That he thought was mashed potatoes on ice.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to be careful when you potato salad in a group setting because you don't know how long it's been sitting there.
Somebody says it's the best thing in the world, chicken Big Macs.
Okay.
Should
I'll try it.
Should I
try one today? Should I try one today?
Let us know.
Call into you guys?
Let us know, man.
Buc-ee's, it says, is one of those places that's so hyped up when you finally go there, do you see it yourself? It's underwhelming. It basically is a Walmart gift shop.
Well,
fair enough.
You can buy anything in there. I mean, Oh, what is overhype, though? You know?
Like
every place, every place that you don't have is overhyped.
Yeah,
because you don't have it.
I mean, say it with Whataburger as well. Now that it's here, like I thought, oh my gosh, it's gonna be the greatest thing ever. I haven't been there in months. Like,
I've yet to go.
I've gone twice just for breakfast.
I've heard the breakfast is
smashing.
Breakfast
burritos are actually really
good. They're fantastic.
And the frozen Dr. Pepper is another thing you're supposed to get there.
I don't know. I don't drink the colas, but the chicken biscuit for breakfast is fantastic.
That's what I've heard.
Oh my God, the honey biscuit,
honey butter chicken biscuit.
Yeah,
baby.
They're outstanding.
Yeah.
And they're
speaking
they're
of Big Mac.
Yeah,
you got real big back there.
And the spicy ketchup at Whataburger is fantastic. Yeah.
Please tell me you're not going to be diving into this game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You are? Wow. Just because it's on doesn't mean you have to pay attention and watch. I've been stressing that with a lot of folks.
But there's reasons
today.
To watch.
I like the Broncos tonight, -2.5. That's the spread. You're referencing Broncos Saints. And yeah, it's an ugly matchup. There's injuries all over the place. For those that aren't familiar, Derek Carr is doubtful, so he's not going to play.
So
Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Taysom Hill, Patrick Surtain.
Two
of them are doubtful, and a few of them are officially out. So you're going to have a banged up New Orleans Saints team. Yes, they're at home. The Denver defense, though, fourth in pass defense. Saints offensive line, 31st in pass blocking. So I just think this is a bad matchup for the Saints. I'm not saying that it's going to be high scoring. I kind of like the under. I think that the number keeps going down. 36.5.
Holy cow.
36.5 is the number. I like the Broncos. I put it up on the board for our in-house competition that all of us do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the Broncos just are a bad matchup considering all the injuries. And I know the Broncos have come back down to earth after their nice start. They've lost a handful in a row now. But if you're going to bet this game, I think the Broncos are the play.
And the under, clearly.
Yeah, full disclosure, I don't have a bet on the under yet, but I would definitely, if you're betting the total, I don't know how you can take the over.
Take the over.
No way. I mean, Bub Means and Cedric Wilson Jr. are the and Tipton are the wide receivers for the Saints.
Names?
Might as well.
Yeah, I mean, those sound all
never heard of them.
Yeah, exactly. Moving on, you like Atlanta and Seattle this weekend, huh?
The opposite of what we just said. Points okay. All over. I think there's plenty of firepower. So the latest number for this, Atlanta, Seattle, over 51.5. Yeah, it's a trip out west for Atlanta. But now we're heading in to the portion of the season where I think Kirk Cousins is even more like himself. He's still probably not 100% post-Achilles injury. But if we all watched him week one and we've watched him against the Chiefs, and each week he seemingly looks more and more like himself. And
can't say the same for Aaron Rodgers.
Cannot say the same for the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. But look at the weapons all throughout this game. I mean, even Kyle Pitts the last couple weeks, the tight end for the Falcons, has been performing well. We know they have the 1-2 punch of Robinson and Algier and Drake London. And on the flip side, you have Kenneth Walker, the running back for the Seahawks, a healthy DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, the second year, Jackson Smith and Jigba is starting to get better on the underneath routes. I just think we're going to see a ton of points in this game. I haven't looked at the latest to see where the spread is. I'm not really betting that. The Seahawks are 3-point underdogs, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're just going to see a ton of points. So if you're playing fantasy football, Dusty, or something, mm-hmm. I know that's your thing. That seems like a day to have a bunch of Seattle Seahawks and Atlanta Falcons in your lineup.
Before we move on to the next one, I did do a little bit of a quick thing. The one bet that I do like in the game tonight to give it a reason to watch, heavy Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
His over or under on receptions is 4.5.
Yeah, who else do they have?
Exactly. And then if you parlay that with his rushing yards of 68.5, it's +198. It's not a bad plus side money. Yeah.
I mean, I think in the receiving game is where he could have a huge, huge performance because of the fact that the wide receiver core is a bunch of guys we just mentioned that would none of us knew who the hell it is.
Yeah, right. My goodness.
And, so moving on from that, Buffalo, Tennessee. At first, you liked this.
Yeah, I'll be honest. So I'm off of it now. When I texted you guys last night and even on the board here, the number keeps going up. It's gotten to the point where it's still the NFL, despite Will Levis sucking.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not taking Buffalo -9.5 now. That's just
a big number.
When it was 8.5, that was a bet that I liked and I put down last night on that betting show. We talked about it, that one, Bob. But 9.5 is just way too many points for me. I just stay away. Like, you don't have to bet this game.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Like, you take it at 8, but not 9. What? Explain the difference.
Yeah, no, you're right though. I mean, it's not crossing over to a different key number. It's not the same as if it was 6.5 and it goes to 8. Obviously, that's a big difference. So it's not. It's just for me in the NFL, and when we've talked the last couple weeks,
8's one possession, 9's two possessions.
It is with the 2-point conversion and everything. But also what we discussed the last couple of weeks, which is the average spread with some of these games, and asking a team to win by 10 points in the NFL, I don't care how bad you... I mean, it happens, but this is not college football where we see 10-point wins all the time.
Or the
Cowboys. Or the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you, Jerry, for the content this week. That's kind of where I'm at with the Bills game. I think they're going to win comfortably. And look, they may end up covering.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's just a ton of points for an NFL team to cover.
I really love, I put it on the big board, Washington -8 at home against the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
Tough loss last week. They're obviously the better team. This could be another one of those Daniels performances where he just keeps finding everybody downfield. They blow him out.
I'm all in on Daniels. How can you not? I mean, I think he's shown it. I don't think you should be skeptical on him. You want to be skeptical about the Commanders being a real contender in the NFC? Okay, we can have that conversation.
But it's not the same Commanders because the owner's completely different.
And that's what it is, Bob.
You know?
It's like we hear the name and that's where it's, oh, it's
right.
If if they we just did blind resume tests based off of them being one of the best, if not the best, offense in football. We looked at their quarterbacks numbers, and we didn't know any of the names. We'd be like, wow, they're like the third best team maybe in football, fourth best team in football. But because it's the Washington Commanders, we're like, I'm not so sure.
Against Carolina.
Fans in D.C. want them to go back.
Yeah, they want them to go back to the Redskins.
Washington football team was actually decent.
Football team's good.
And a lot of the people that are wanting are like the Native American people that were like, we didn't advocate for this change. Like,
right.
You just decided as the white man to do it because you thought you did something wrong. There's a lot of those people out there that are actually signing petitions that are like, we were not offended by this. We were okay with them being the name.
It's going to be interesting to see how that whole situation plays out in Washington.
I think I'm going to hammer every Indiana football bet the rest of the year because I want to play this audio for you.
Yeah, okay. Coach, the Big Ten obviously expanded west, and I'm just wondering, like, how does that affect your travel schedule? Are you guys able to go out on Thursdays? And do you think it's as big deal? I think you guys were the only win up until this past weekend out west. Do you think it's as big of a deal as they've been making out?
Oh, that's a good question. So yeah, I got a certain way I do things, right? And I've learned from a lot of people, but like, I like to have our Friday walkthrough here and our meetings here. So the guys don't miss class in the morning. And I like to get to the hotel as late as possible. I don't like spending a lot of time in a hotel. And we'll get there, feed them, maybe have a quick meeting in the evening and get up and play. So, you know, my weight guy and my director of football ops, they've got all these designs, you know, like go out Thursday, this is what you got to do. Blah, 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 blah. Well, I mean, we played out at Weber State, Utah State, some of those other places before. You know what I mean? No. We ain't doing that, guys. You know, we're going to get there as late as possible. Okay, we're going to wake up, and we're going to play the game, and we're going to come back. That's what we did. We got to the hotel about 8 o'clock at night, ate our meal, went to bed, woke up, played 3:30, kicked their ass, and came home.
That's so good.
And then,
that's
of course, great. You can't forget this.
You sell your vision of your culture. I mean, what's the...
Who are you talking about? The high school guys, the transfers, who?
All of the above. I mean, how do you...
It's pretty simple. I win. Google me.
I don't even know who he is, so I will go.
Kirk is his first name. His last name is like Cagaletti or something like that. They play Dylan Raiola, who wants to be Patrick Mahomes, but has to beat Indiana.
You're also
first.
The Indiana head coach. Like, could you ever, like, honest to God, other than like Lee Corso, I think coached at Indiana, could you name an Indiana football coach?
Bobby Knight.
Football coach.
Oh, I thought he coached both.
He did.
Did he?
I don't know. Yeah, he wanted to. He probably did.
Probably back in the day.
Let Bill Self coach the Jayhawks. I bet they're good.
No question. Kansas should cancel the football program. I mean, I'm serious. That football program should go.
Here we go. Look what you did, Dusty.
Sounds like Dak Prescott in here. Here we go. No, but Indiana and Nebraska this weekend. Yeah. What do you like in that one?
Yeah, so I do like Nebraska. You might want to buy the half point to get it up to 7, but Nebraska, last check, plus 6.5, so they're getting 6.5 on the road. My issue with Indiana is... who have they beat? You know, I know you played the cut about going out west and stuff.
I can't believe we're talking Indiana football.
Well, that too. Yeah, no kidding. Coach, I mean, FIU, Western Illinois, UCLA, Charlotte, Maryland, Northwestern. That's who Indiana has beat. You only play who's on your schedule. I buy that in the NFL more than college because college, you literally schedule.
You make your own schedule.
They haven't played anybody, guys. They gave up 24 against Northwestern as well. Maryland. So I like Nebraska. I don't know if they're going to win this thing outright, but they're getting a couple points. I don't think Indiana is a touchdown better than the Cornhuskers. So I think Matt Rhule has that program actually for the first time in Nebraska in a while, heading in the right direction. And you mentioned their quarterback. So I like Nebraska to cover the 6.5.
Speaking of teams and that stinking college football, Kansas, since moving out of state to Missouri, they have not done anything on the field. I really do. I think they should put the program in dormant mode until they can figure things out. It doesn't matter who coaches. It's always a colossal failure. They're one of the worst in college football against the spread this year.
They are. Yeah. So they're 0-6 against the spread. North Carolina's 0-6 against the spread. Air Force 0-6 against the spread. NC State is 0-6-1. That's the company that Kansas is in. We know they've had a lot of close games and all. They're playing Houston. For those that don't know, it's homecoming, even though it's at Arrowhead. The Jayhawks are 5.5-point favorites in this game.
Houston and stinks, though.
That's
too,
the
right?
one thing. So if I had to bet the game, I'm taking the Jayhawks in this one. Not just come up because I'm an alum of the university, but KU's been in every single game for the most part, right? They win probability in some of these games were 80-90%. Houston gets blown out. So I actually do believe Kansas finally is going to get their first conference win of the season, get their second win of the season, as we talk about it on the 17th of October.
Will there be a parade down Mass?
Well, there is a homecoming parade, I think, in Lawrence or something. Yeah, isn't it?
That's weird. How
do they still do that? Like, I don't know if they're still doing the parade or not, because the game, of course, is in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You go. It sounds like you're going to the game,
I'll be
Bob.
There. Yeah, I got six tickets. Tennessee versus Alabama, kind of the big one this weekend.
Woo! Yeah, I know Mac is fired up about this one.
Rocky Top.
I'm trying to decide if we're jumping off the Bama train too early. Like they're very fortunate. Very fortunate to beat South Carolina. Everybody's like, that was a great game. It was entertaining, but there's just so many mistakes in the final 2 minutes of that one against the Gamecocks. I know you're a Tennessee guy. I'm going to actually go with Bama in this game.
Speak to me. Why?
So here's the thing. Well, one, Tennessee had their own issues last week. They didn't, to me.
Last couple weeks. Yeah.
Man. So it's not like they
barely beat Florida.
It hasn't been smooth sailing for them. I think Bama hit a little bit of a rough patch, but the key is, you know, last week they found a way to get a win as well. I think we got to be careful about downplaying Bama, recognizing still, I think talent across the board, even though I like your Tennessee quarterback, we talked about him earlier in the year, I think Bama just across the board just has better football players than Tennessee does in this matchup. And so I'll go with Bama, 2.5-point favorites.
All right, we complete the slate. Missouri taking on Auburn, huh?
This is the perfect time to bet on the Missouri Tigers. Oh. Everybody is calling them fraudulent. Who have they beat? Because they went on the road one time this year to A&M and got their ass kicked. Last week they played UMass. So it was a scrimmage for them.
They did cover, and everybody said that was a good bet to cover.
They did cover. They scrimmaged UMass last week. Now they're back at home, which has been friendly to them, and they've looked much better at home. I think this is a great time. Everybody's starting to feel like, okay, they're fraudulent. I'm going to take Auburn, getting 4 points on the road. I actually think that's a little bit of a trap. I think this is like a public betting trap here a little bit. I like the Missouri Tigers to cover the four and kind of settle things down and get people back on board with that program. Obviously, they got a huge one against Bama coming up.
It sounds like a lot more coming from their fans than anybody else.
But nationally, too, I think there's people that are like, all right, they're frauds. People were saying that heading in the A&M game, and they got validated by them getting their ass kicked. So now they're like, see, I told you. But I still think Missouri, based on your preseason views on this, And I thought they were a college football playoff team. I don't think you should just now act like they're going to start losing to Auburn at home.
What do you stay further away from? Chiefs, Niners, Chiefs being the underdog, or Georgia, Texas?
Texas I love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Texas. But no, I'm taking the Chiefs on Sunday.
Told you about my parlay Sunday. I want to take the under of 47. I've got all the records on the board. I do it every Monday.
Is that you who writes that? We were wondering who puts the scores on there.
I do it for everybody.
Yeah.
But the under 47 and the Chiefs on the money line is plus 282 right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it based on what we've seen from this Chiefs defense in terms of the under bet. Mahomes 11-1-1 against the spread as a dog. Andy Reid off the bye week. I'm sure you guys have gone through the numbers
have. Binkley do that.
Well, we all know Andy off the bye week, though.
21-4.
Yeah. So, the one thing I'll say player-wise real quick with the game would just be that because the Chiefs have been so good against number one wide receivers this year, Brandon Ayuk, I like the under on his receiving, 51.5 yards. Kittle will get his. Debo will get his. I think Trent McDuffie has shown us plenty throughout this season and last year. If you're a number one receiver, he's going to shut your ass down. And I think that's what's going to happen when it comes to Brandon Ayuk on Sunday.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up on the show other than your segment sponsored by mayonnaise?
We do not have that sponsored by mayonnaise. That's Ross Tucker on Wednesdays. Mm. Yeah. Creamy deliciousness. we're going to talk some fantasy football with Paul Charchi. And then I want to talk about the youth of the Chiefs team and why that could actually impact how aggressive they are at the trade deadline. So we'll get to that early on in the show today.
We have a cut from Nate Taylor if you want to use it. He talked about what they're going to do and who they're going to get. So
perfect.
There's a tease for a tease.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thank you every day. Every Thursday. Alex Gold. He would be the guy that wouldn't get the gambling sponsorship, but would get the mayonnaise sponsorship.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Guy knows a lot about gambling, not a lot about mayo. Let's strike that and reverse.
Hey, you want to endorse, what's that new Duke's, right? Like, that's the mayonnaise, the Duke's Mayo Bowl that they have. That's your Southern roots coming out there, right, a little bit, Mac? You got the Duke's mayonnaise?
Oh, yeah, baby. His winning coach gets doused.
We were at Hy-Vee the other day, and my daughter says to me, why is there so much gross mayonnaise? Like, why do we need all of this?
Yeah. It's a base for so much stuff.
But why do we need so many different brands and varieties? And then we got into this Miracle Whip conversation. I'm like, no.
Somebody said with the McChicken, this is gnarly. From the 913, my wife will do extra mayo on her McChicken and have a side of mayo to dip her sandwich in.
Oh, my.
You thought the flip-flop smell was rough. How about dipping that thing in mayonnaise? With extra mayonnaise.
Are the cameras on?
I don't know. But I
want to see anybody puke.
What do you think you could easily do? Run a marathon like your wife just did, or eat an entire jar of mayonnaise?
Run the marathon.
Oh
gosh.
I think I don't know, man.
That sucks.
I always tell the horror story when I used to work at a Price Chopper on Woods Chapel, and this little kid knocked over a jar of mayonnaise.
Smells.
And the thing is, it's the hardest thing to clean up because you think, oh, I'll just put some rubber gloves on, and like, no, that'll take too long and smear. You have to cut off two edges of a box, scoop it, and drop it, and you're inhaling all of that.
Oh, it's awful.
All right.
Yeah.
Have you never worked at a grocery store?
I have not. Oh, never at the grocery store.
See, I don't wish my kids to work there.
That's a rite of passage, man. Like, you work at the grocery store, you just see people in their element, man.
Did movie theater and restaurants, but no grocery store.
And then someone says, don't try the Big Mac McChicken. It tastes awful. Don't do it. Not worth it. Okay.
All right.
I thought about it.
I thought it sounded pretty good, actually.
Somebody says, get a quarter pounder and ask it to be dressed in Big Mac sauce.
Yeah, that's kind of, Then it's a small Mac, like our guy.
For now. He's got gains. He's working on it.
Don't worry.
Dip inside of mayonnaise with extra mayonnaise.
No.
My mom would do the fries in mayonnaise.
Oh, God.
I know.
Scott Parks does that, too.
Isn't that like a British thing?
I grew up in Germany, so I dip my fries in mayonnaise.
A lot of people do it.
No, I'm good.
They call it aioli now, so you don't feel like it's just hot fat. Flavored hot fat now.
That ought to be a drop. Who's the most flavored hot fat athlete?
Dwight Charles Gooden? Barkley? Dwight Gooden looking like it, yeah. See him last night?
Yeah.
Charles, because he admits to it, you know, the round mound of rebound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
The fridge.
What was that guy's name for Green Bay back in the day? Gilbert Brown.
Gilbert Brown, former Jayhawk. Yeah.
That guy was a big thing of mayonnaise.
Yeah. Eddie Lacy for the Packers too.
Yeah.
Pablo Sandoval, but he could still play. You know, your guy Jose Ramirez. Oh, you know.
God.
He's a big dude.
Who's that pitcher that pitched everywhere forever?
Bartolo Colon.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So he says my son just got his first job at Price Chopper as a sacker. Well, I hope it works out. He'll know.
He should. Good luck for him.
Wait till he has to push carts in the snow. It's the worst thing in the world.
And put your cart back in the cart corral, too.
I saw a guy call a guy out for that.
Oh, good. You did?
Live action. Hy-Vee at Rice Road.
Really?
This guy was like going to his car. Guy left his cart there, and he goes, do you want me to get that for you? And the guy was like a little bit older, and he was like, what's that? And he's like, do you want me to get the cart for you? And the guy went and put his cart in. The guy literally was like, I have my window down, just like, wish I had popcorn. He's like, was that so hard? He's like, it's people like you that cause dents in cars because you're too lazy to put it back. And the guy
just kept going.
And then the guy just put the cart back and just walked to his car. He's like, that guy got called out.
That's
it was
awesome.
In live action, dude.
I mean, you're just selfish if you're not doing it, right?
Yeah. Tommy Frazier, a Husky boy nowadays. CeCe Sabathia, Kirby Puckett, Kelvin Benjamin, Jerome Bettis, Vince Wolfric, all that as jars of mayonnaise.